Extend your life with Extendovine. I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
On the Officer Jack McLam program. I'm that old retired cop, Jack McLam, here with you. And we're going to go to Gun Owners of America, 36 years of no compromise from 1975 to 2011. No compromise with Gun Owners of America. The NRA compromises all the time your gun rights away. That's why I quit it here 30 years ago, because I saw them compromising all the time. Okay, Carolyn McCarthy, Congressman Carolyn McCarthy, is pushing gun control in America. In 1993, Carolyn McCarthy's husband was killed in a shooting that left 6 people dead and 19 wounded on a Long Island commuter train. The response of the widow was not to restore the lost gun rights of New Yorkers. Instead, Carolyn McCarthy ran for Congress on the platform to take everyone else's gun rights away. And she hasn't stopped trying to capitalize on tragedies to push her agenda forward. in April of 2002, she stood with Senator Chuck Schumer on the steps of Long Island's Our Lady of Peace Church, the scene of the murder of a Catholic priest and a parishioner, and announced the introduction of a massive expansion of the Brady Bill gun control law. It took until 2007, in the help of Republican-controlled Congress, but she was able to get the so-called NICS Improvement Act passed, done in the name of keeping mentally ill people from owning firearms. The NICS Improvement Act actually had the disproportionate impact on military veterans and thus was dubbed the Veterans Disarmament Act. As GOA, Gun Owners of America members are undoubtedly aware, beginning in 1999, the Department of Veterans Affairs began turning over names of veterans who suffered from common mental health issues such as post-traumatic stress disorder to the FBI for inclusion in the NICS database. This move by the Clinton administration was legally dubious, but continued under the Bush administration to the point where presently over 150,000 veterans have lost their gun rights. What the McCarthy bill did and what went unnoticed by almost everyone, save Gun Owners of America activists, was that the regulations under which the VA was operating were statutorily frozen. After the law's enactment, the VA would be in violation of the law if they didn't put soldiers who were, for instance, deemed incapable of managing their own affairs into the NICS system. McCarthy's bill, Carolyn McCarthy's bill, not only applies to veterans, it applies to non-veterans as well. It just so happens that the VA was many years ahead of the state in pursuing the intentional disarmament of persons who were not criminals and not deemed to be danger to themselves or others. Now, at a time when GOA, Gun Owners of America, is gaining traction with the new Congress to repeal the worst parts of the Veterans Disarmament Act, Carolyn McCarthy is back with a vengeance. True to form, her last monstrous legislation is also spurred on the tragic shooting that of Arizona Representative Gabriel Gifford in January of this year. Gun control on steroids. Carolyn McCarthy's current bill, H.R. 1781, goes much further than extending psychiatric gun ban, though it does that in enormous ways. The one thing the anti-gunners have moved beyond wanting to just regulate private sales of gun shows. The Carolyn McCarthy bill would ban all private person-to-person gun sales and require that all such transactions be made through federal firearms licensing and the police, who would conduct a background check. Every gun owner who wishes to sell his or her individually owned constitutionally protected firearm would become an agent of the federal government. Sell your gun to a neighbor without government approval, you might be cellmates in prison. The bill would also broadly redefine adjudicated as a mental defective and impose a gun ban in any case in which a court, board, commission, or other lawful authority, including presumably a school or a Medicare-funded doctor, prescribes counseling or medication in response to subnormal intelligence, mental illness, or incompetence. Based on this language, an IDEA kid in the Individuals for Disabilities Education Act program who is placed on Ritalin could be stripped of his gun rights for life. Another section of the bill requires any college, university, or post-secondary institution that receives federal funds, basically every college in the country but Hillsdale College, to set up a procedure for investigating and reporting students who are acting strange. The team that would access students, assess students, would be made up of educators, administrators, counselors, and other qualified members of the educational community. And procedures would have to be set up to make both voluntary referrals to mental health institutions and involuntary referrals to such institutions. The latter, according to current federal law, 922G4, also automatically makes a person prohibited from possessing a firearm. This change in federal law would be insidious. Instead of a person losing their civil liberties through due process in a court of law and being judged by a jury of one's peers, civil rights could be lost at school or in a doctor's office. The Second Amendment. Another provision of H.R. 1781 would withdraw federal tax money that was designated for crime fighting from states which failed to provide a sufficient number of names to the FBI's instant check system, background check system of persons deemed mentally defective under the new expansive definition of the term. This type of financial threat is one way Congress turns nearly every crime into a federal issue without necessarily federalizing more crime. Finally, the bill requires federal agencies to turn over to the FBI all records in their possession of persons who would be prohibited from possessing a firearm, which would presumably include the names of all persons admitting to have used marijuana or other controlled substances. If the McCarthy bill, Carolyn McCarthy bill, or even parts of it passes into law, it would spell disaster for gun rights to make the veterans Veterans Disarmament Act pale in comparison, in dramatically reducing the number of people who are allowed to own firearms. That's all of that report, folks. Let's go to something else now, real quick. Tax dollars for gun smugglers. Time for Attorney General Communist Eric Holder to resign. By Eric Pratt, the son of Larry Pratt, the executive director of Gun Owners of America. We'll be right back, folks, with this other report right after these important messages on Republic Broadcasting Network.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkey's are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
The Jack McLam program. Coming to you from the high Rocky Mountains of Idaho County, Idaho, USA. Okay, folks, I'm that old retired cop, Jack McLam, here with you, and we're going to go right back to this report here, tax dollars for gun smugglers. That's yours and my tax dollars, folks. Well, the other shoe has dropped. We've known for several months that the Abomination administration was turning a blind eye to and even encouraged suspected drug smugglers who were purchasing firearms from gun stores in the Southwest and turning them over to the drug cartel. But now we know the rest of the story. Your tax money was probably being used to buy many of these guns that were letters sent down to Mexico to the drug cartel. That's what two congressional leaders wrote in a letter to Attorney General Communist Eric Holder in July, and it represents one of the latest revelations in the growing Fast and Furious scandal that was run by the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. Fast and Furious was a program that was born in 2009, allegedly to help track gun smugglers back to the Mexican drug cartel, which is a lie out of the pits of hell. But the reality is that few, if any, of these top-level leaders have been busted, while the smuggling of guns have been funneled into the hands of drug gangs all along the border, resulting of hundreds of deaths in the murders of two U.S. law enforcement agents. And not only were your hard-earned tax dollars being used to purchase these guns, the main gun smuggler that ATF was investigating were already known to other agencies and may even have been paid as informants. Congressional leaders said in their letter to Eric Holder, according to sources inside the Justice Department, the ATF spent millions of dollars tracking a chief gun smuggler known as Mr. Big before discovering that he was in fact on the Fed's payroll, funded again by your tax dollars. But why? That's the reoccurring question. Why would the abomination administration that is filled with anti-gun cronies knowingly approve of sale of firearms to the bad guys south of the border? Why would they knowingly put thousands of guns within the wrong hands, into the wrong hands, when they spent years advocating gun control laws to supposedly get guns out of the wrong hand and yours in my hand? Given that the ATF refused to work with Mexican authorities when it came to tracking these guns and frequently lost track of the firearms after they moved south of the border, it does not seem that bringing down drug kingpins was the real goal of Fast and Furious. The better explanation is that the Abomination administration was using the influx of guns into Mexico and the resulting violence to clamor for more gun control here at home. As stated by one press report this past April, the Abomination administration, according to ATF agents who blew the whistle on the illegal plot, intended to use statistics concerning U.S. guns in Mexico to call for the stringent gun control here in America. Congressmen and congressional investigators have uncovered smoking gun emails that confirm this to be true. For example, one highly ranked ATF official emailed the Fast and Furious manager, ATF agent Bill Newell, this question in 2010. Bill, can you see if these guns were all purchased from some FFL in that one time? And at one time, we are looking at anecdotal cases to support a demand on long gun multiple sales. Thanks, Mark R. Chait, Assistant Director of Field Operations for the ATF. So the ATF allows bad guys to purchase guns from gun dealers, and then those illegal sales become the justification for more gun control here in America. That's what the demand letters are all about. They demand or require gun dealers in the Southwest to send information to ATF when two or more semi-automatic rifles above a .22 caliber are sold to individuals within a five-day period. It is outrageous. We'll be right back, folks, after these important messages on Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Hey, hon. I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Jack McLam program. I'm that old retired cop, Jack McLam, here with you. Folks, don't forget that next hour is totally open phones and you can call in. Justice Department Eric Holder, Communist Eric Holder, needs to go. Fast and Furious occurred under his watch. And we know that information about departmental corruption went right up to his office suite. So far, the Attorney General is stating that he didn't know what was happening. He claims that he only became aware of Fast and Furious late in the game, a couple weeks ago. But as stated by Representative Daryl Issa, the chairman of the Oversight and Government Reform Committee in the House, how is it, and here's a quote from Daryl Issa, how is it that number two, number three, number four at Justice all knew about this program, but the number one, Eric Holder, didn't know? Is it because he said, don't tell me? Is it because they knew what they were doing was wrong and they were protecting their boss, Communist Eric Holder? Or is it just that Eric Holder was so disconnected? Holder, was either deeply involved or grossly negligent about this horrendous scandal that has left hundreds of people dead. Holder must resign. Congressman Ron Paul introduces legislation to protect school children from mass murderers. In other words, the mind control assassins of the U.S. government, called Operation Open Eyes Agent. Columbine, Virginia Tech, Fort Hood, what do all these shootings have in common? The answer is that all occurred in government facilities where the private possession of firearms was prohibited. In Washington District of Criminals, unconstitutional legislation is commonplace, but sometimes unconstitutional laws can have deadly consequences. So-called gun-free zones, school zones act, written by radical anti-gun senator Herb Cole, is one such law, slammed through in 1996 as an amendment to a great last-minute must-pass appropriations law or bill. The legislation disarmed school staff and other adults, leaving elementary and secondary school children defenseless to mass murderers and killers. It also made it virtually impossible to drive your car down the street with your gun inside without violating the law by creating a 1,000-foot so-called gun-free zone around every public and private school in the country. It's gun-free, that is, except for the criminals. They won't give up their guns. No one, including politicians, the police, or the individual citizen, can predict where the next deranged serial killer will attack. And yet politicians continue to create criminal safe zones, such as schools, churches, parks, restaurants that serve alcohol, etc., where the law-abiding are disarmed. The net impact of turning schools, in particular, into defenseless targets for serial killers has been dramatic. When many people over the age of 40 were growing up, ROTC students would march up and down high school campuses with their semi-automatic M1, and no one would think anything about it. Shooting clubs on school grounds were also not uncommon, but within a couple of years of the enactment of the Cole Amendment, two disaffected teenagers walked into Columbine High School secure in the knowledge that they would be the only ones in the school that were armed. And of course, Columbine triggered a slew of copycat episodes, laying a mounting sting of innocent casualties at the feet of Herb Cole and his misbegotten legislation. It's time to say no to criminal safe zones, and no place to start. And a great place to start is the blatantly unconstitutional Gun-Free School Zones Act. Thankfully, Congressman Ron Paul agrees and has introduced legislation to do just that. Representative Paul recently introduced Citizens Protection Act of 2011, H.R. 2613. Which will repeal the Cole Amendment and thus remove the federally created criminal safety zones. Of course, criminals don't obey the law. That's why they're called criminals. Representative Paul is one of the few members of Congress who respects the Constitution and who actually introduces legislation to restore federalism. And unlike some legislators, Cole has history of forcing the House to vote on his pro-gun proposals, thus putting other congressmen on record. Gun Owners of America is proud to stand with Representative Ron Paul in an effort to repeal the unconstitutional gun-free zone law. For anyone who cares about liberty, now is the time to work on getting the 218 votes we need to pass this important piece of legislation. Okay, that's the end of that article, folks, that report. Ron Paul is running for president, praise the Lord. And he was winning last time, and the international elite called him and threatened him with death, and his family, too, that they would come out and kill his family and him if he kept running for president. Let's pray that they don't do that this time to Congressman Ron Paul, and that he wins the presidency, because he is a good man and a constitutionalist from beginning to end. Okay. Eric Pratt, the son of Larry Pratt, the executive director of Gun Owners of America, has written another article here, another story for a hypocrisy file. The anti-gun Democrat Representative Leonard Boswell is another ruling class hypocrite who supports gun rights for himself, but not necessarily for you and me. It was just another one of those thousands of self-defense incidents that occur every day, but this one caught my eye. Iowa Representative Leonard Boswell sprang into action when the armed intruder entered his home in July, attacked his daughter, and demanded money from the family. A Vietnam veteran, Congressman Boswell, risked his own life to engage the intruder. And while Boswell, 77, was enabled to overcome the burglar, the ensuing struggle allowed time for the grandson to retrieve a shotgun from another room. Seeing that his firepower was grossly outmatched, the intruder fled the home and is reportedly still on the loose. While this type of story occurs frequently in our country, the Boswell incident is interesting for several reasons. For starters, one should realize that the aforementioned shotgun was easily available in the home of the raging anti-gun member of the ruling class, Leonard Boswell. Consider Boswell's record as posted on the website of Gun Owners of America, an organization that rates every congressman on their gun-related votes. According to that list, Representative Boswell, a Democrat, has not cast a pro-gun vote since 2006 and has a D rating with the Gun Owners of America. Boswell has even voted for trigger lock legislation within the past 5 years, although it is highly doubtful that the shotgun retrieved by the grandson, the shotgun found in the congressman's home, had a trigger lock attached to it. It did not. In other words, what's good for you is not necessarily good for me. Can anyone say double standard? Boswell comes from a long line of ruling class hypocrites who have told the American people that they don't need guns, even while they rely on their own guns for protection. The congressmen do. can forget columnist Carl Rowan, who once said that anyone found with a gun should go to jail, period. But when he later used his own illegal handgun to shoot a nonviolent teenager, he was skinny dipped in his pool. Or at actress Rosie O'Donnell, who also thinks people should go to prison for owning guns, that then hired armed security guards to protect her children, a pricey option which is unavailable for most Americans. Or Senator Dianne Feinstein, who admitted in 1995 that she used to have a carry permit, even though just a few months earlier she told 60 Minutes, if I could have gotten 51 votes in the Senate of the United States for an outright ban, picking up every one of them, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in, I would have done it. The Boswell self-defense incident is also ironic because anti-gunners frequently ignore cases like this when compiling their statistics. In 1986, junk scientist Arthur Kellermer, a Jew, derived a bogus figure which claimed that a gun in a home was 45 times more likely to kill the homeowner than to help him. But Kellermer only reached that factoid by explicitly excluding self-defense episodes like the one in Boswell's home. Kellerman stated that mortality studies such as ours do not include cases in which burglars or intruders are wounded or frightened away by the use or display of a firearm. Really? Why not? Is chasing away a burglar an insignificant result for a homeowner? I wonder if Boswell would agree that his shotgun was significant in deterring that criminal attack. Nevertheless, people still quote bogus Kellerman statistic today as though it was the gospel truth. Contrast his figure with the several studies showing that citizens use guns in self-defense anywhere from 100 or 1,500,000 to 2.5 million times a year. That breaks down to 4,000 to 7,000 times a day. And when you contrast this with the total number of gun-related deaths every year, one finds that guns are used 50 to 80 times more often to save life than to take life. Of course, most of those defensive uses of firearms, over 98% of them, occurred just as they did in the Boswell home. Simply brandishing the firearm or firing a warning shot is enough to send the bad guys fleeing for their lives. Thankfully, Mr. Boswell, acting like a hypocrite, is not a crime. That's only one punishable that really fit for such a member of the ruling class like Boswell. Maybe Boswell constituents will figure that out next year and get rid of him. Okay, folks, let's go to something else very important here. Oh, by the way, let me give out that call-in number. It's 10 minutes to 11 here. in the Pacific Northwest. Okay, the call-in number to call in on my show next hour, where it's open phones the whole hour, is 1-800-313-9443. 1-800-313-9443. And I have my screen up and activated for picking up the names of the callers that call in. 1-800-313-9443. We'll be right back after these important messages on Republic Broadcasting Network.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees. Just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept! That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Back on the Officer Jack McLam program, and we're going to go to another report here real quick. Remembering the Real Montana Freeman by Pat Shannon, a friend of mine. And I want you to remember that Colonel Bo Greitz and me were inside with the Montana Freeman for 4.5 days, and we got to know them pretty well. Okay, passing of Leroy Schweitzer last month in Colorado Supermax Federal Prison in Florence questions Lou as his family awaits the results of a private autopsy. They want to find out if the government killed him or if it was natural causes that he passed away. Okay. Over halfway through the 24 or 22-year sentence, Schweitzer had been a model prisoner and had was still under lockdown 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, next to notorious killers as mob boss hitmen and alleged Unabomber Ted Kaczynski. And Schweitzer had never harmed anyone to be put there in the first place. Memories are stirred when looking back on these events. The few of us that are privy to the Freeman side of the story compared to the millions deluded by controlled media propaganda know that Attorney General Lesbian Janet Napolitano Or no, Janet Reno, I'm sorry, Attorney General Lesbian Janet Reno had unfairly targeted these people. More important, we knew why. Nothing like the disparaging media portrayal of armed and dangerous. The Montana Freemen were businessmen and ranchers, some even millionaires, and one, the mayor of Cascade, Montana. They embodied true Americanism by demanding government adherence to constitutional law and had little patience with the large majority of Americans that willingly endured the inconvenience of government interference in their lives. The ensuing 81-day siege at the 960-acre ranch, Clark Ranch, in central Montana, was provoked by the unwarranted sneak attack by the FBI and not a frontal assault that these law-abiding citizens who had never swung a punch or even accused of shooting anyone. Following years of in-depth legal research, Schweitzer and Dan Peterson. Okay, folks, we'll be back for the second hour, which is totally open phone, on the Officer Jack McLam program.